Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Ladies first, thank you very much for doing this interview with me. For folks who are listening to this whole interview on 680news.com, it is a very chilly day here in Toronto. How are you all handling the cold today?
It's, it certainly woke us up, that's for sure. Yeah, it's very cold, but, you know, very beautiful, beautiful, bright, sunny day as well. So, you know, it's not in Ireland like when it's raining, but it's lovely and sunny.
Yeah, and I have to assume that you all brought that sun in.
Well, hopefully, yeah, the look of the Irish and all that. But it was funny, we came out of the TV studio this morning and we were taking breaths in to see who could cough first. I don't think any of us have ever experienced it this cold.
No, and I think it's supposed to get colder too. You know, it's too bad you all weren't here last week because it was warm. Aww. It was almost like a spring week and we were just like, okay, when's the winter coming? And then, boom, it hit us. But what also hit us too is you all are here. You've got the new CD, DVD. I, you know what? The thing I love about the Celtic Women is I never know what to expect when you guys are performing because you guys have such a range, and it's almost like a goal to make sure you surprise everybody with your music. Am I right about that?
Well, thank you very much. I mean, you know, we're so passionate about what we do. We're five women who come from very different backgrounds, and I suppose, yeah, there's a few surprises thrown in there. sometimes for us, Lisa, actually, as well, you know, but we have a great time. We're very passionate about what we do. We like to bring that across to our audiences.
Now, you were going to say something. I know you were about to say something.
No, well, it's just, you know, I think Celtic Woman has probably evolved as well. We started off 5 years ago, and this is our fifth album. So it's kind of like we sort of settled into ourselves. And even though I think that's probably the biggest surprise for all of us is how much you can actually learn over the 5 years and over five albums. And each album has brought something very, very different. And this particular album, as it says in the title, are songs from the heart. And I think it was very dear to all of us, and it's a CD and DVD that I think will pull at people's heartstrings. It's a lovely mix of music. There's traditional, contemporary, you know, modern. There's some pop songs in there with a Celtic twist on it, and it's just been a joy, and we're so proud of this particular album and DVD.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about the history of the group because it's really evolved, as you said, in the last couple of years, because if I'm correct, it started out with six. Some people have left the group. Explain a little bit of how it all came together.
Well, it actually started off with five women. It's always been five women, and Lisa, myself and Chloe are three of the original women, and then we had Maeve and Orla, and then we had Hayley for one of our DVDs as well from Slane Castle. And so, you know, it has evolved, and I think the five women who are, you know, on Songs from the Heart now, the three of us and Alex and Lynn, it's Alex and Lynn's first DVD and CD with us all together, and we're so comfortable with each other, and you know, it's a fantastic blend and a fantastic, on and off stage, it's a fantastic blend, actually. We know we have great fun and we're all so different, and it has definitely evolved, and we're very, very comfortable performing with each other, and I think that's really, really important. I think it comes across as well.
Was there ever, or I should ask, what was the main goal for Celtic Women? Was there something that you guys wanted to make sure was presented to the world musically?
Well, I think, as Mairead said, we love what we do. And if, I mean, I've so much, it takes so much joy and pride in what I do. There's nothing better than standing up and singing for people and watching the response that you get. And, you know, as wonderful as it is to do your CDs and your DVDs and know the fans appreciate it, it's only when you actually get out on a stage and have the audience. And there's nothing nicer than at the end of a show for someone to say to you, you know what, I came in here feeling awful and you've really brightened my day, or your music has meant so much to me, or it's got me through very troubled times. And I think that was the main aim of Celtic Woman. It was filling a gap or a void that wasn't there. I mean, you had Riverdance and you had Lord of the Dance and you had the tenors and the three Irish tenors and the Celtic tenors. And, you know, there was so many men out there. And I think this was a chance for women to come out there and to be strong and, you know, to just bring as much as we could to our audiences and fans.
Did you ever think, though, that the popularity would grow the way it did into the mainstream? Because Dancing with the Stars and those kind of shows, when you're starting to get hooked up with that, that makes a statement.
It certainly does. And we were so, God, we were so lucky. I mean, we just felt, we were so excited about doing Dancing with the Stars and just so excited about doing the massive, huge, big shows and playing for President Obama also for the National Christmas Tree Lighting. Just, you know, things like that are so incredibly special and massive, huge experiences. No, we didn't. We didn't really think, you know, that back 5 years ago that it would have, you know, skyrocketed into the mainstream so much. But, you know, again, we're very passionate about what we do. That's our main thing. You know, we just, you know, 110% every night. That's the most important thing to our, you know, from us to our audiences. And, you know, it's great that it's, you know, kind of paid off in you know, in recognition as well. That's lovely too, you know. But, you know, we just wanted to bring everything to the audiences.
You know, the label that I keep reading is world music, world music. Do you guys consider it world music? Because when I hear that word, I never really understand what exactly is considered world music, because we all live on the planet. Everything is world music to me.
Well, I would agree with you. It's funny the kind of genres you fall into. And I think when we started off, we were number one in the world music chart, but we also hit the Billboard actual chart as well, the albums chart. So it's kind of moved on from there. But I would agree with you. I mean, music is universal anyway. And we've been very lucky. We've played in Japan. We've played in South Africa. We had a huge following in Japan. We played in China. It's just, I think, you know, Irish music is special, and it touches people's hearts, and there's everybody can connect to it. And then there's so many Irish people all around the world. I mean, I drove down the road here and there's a Fionn McCool's around the corner. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter where you go. You find Irish bars, Irish food, Irish people
drinking
everywhere.
Consultants.
Drinking consultants, yes, yeah. Find people everywhere, you know.
And just so you know, I always go there actually for my UFC fights, watching on pay-per-views.
Ooh.
Always go. And in fact, I think there's one coming up next weekend. That's it. Next weekend. So, yeah, I will be there myself once again. But, you know, things have just worked out so well for you folks, though. What is it with PBS and the relationship you guys have that things seem to work so well?
They have been incredibly supportive. If it wasn't for PBS, we wouldn't be where we are today. That's for sure. They've brought us into people's homes, you know, in the Helix Theatre in Dublin that night 5 years ago. PBS had faith in us. And in our concert and in our special, and you know, we are indebted to them, and it has been a great marriage, actually, you know, and it's been a great team, and yeah, like the five of us on stage, I think we just blend, you know.
And it works out really well. Now, I know you talked a little bit about the CD, DVD. I want to go into it more, though. When this was going to be released, what was the focus? What were you folks thinking about to make this different from what you guys have done in the past?
Well, actually, we have a musical director and composer called David Downes who actually chooses the music. We don't actually choose our own music. But I think for him, it was very important to kind of go back to even the earlier days of Celtic Woman. And it's probably a more reflective CD in some ways. I mean, you have the upbeat numbers in there. You have a song called Neil Sin Love, which was a traditional song done by Clannad, and we've kind of jazzed it up a bit. So that's kind of an up-tempo number. But there's Amazing Grace in there. There's Nonché Pew, which is a beautiful take on one of Dvorak's pieces. There's Fields of Gold. There's Mairead's The Mason's Apron.
Yeah.
There's lots of traditional stuff in there. I think it's just important that we still remain individual in our solos, because we're from very different backgrounds. And yet when we sing the more modern stuff, that, you know, we all come together. And I mean, Mairead does amazing things on the fiddle that I never thought were possible either. So I think the focus on it was just to make it reflective and to make it something that everybody could listen to. And it didn't matter what age you are, that everybody would take something very, very different from it, because it is like, it's family listening. You know, we've really young kids that come to the show, their grandparents come, and they all enjoy it equally. And that's been a huge part of our success.
How long can this group go? And when I say that, I mean, if somebody decides, okay, you know what, it's time for me to maybe step out on my own or do something different. I mean, the name Celtic Woman, I mean, it could just 100 years from now, the, you know, the members may be different.
Yeah.
but the tradition of the group could still be going on.
I mean, that's a good point. I think, though, actually all the five girls who are here now have very, very loyal fan bases, each one of us. So I think there might be a mass heart attack if one of us left, you know. But no, I mean, Celtic Woman for us anyway, who are in the group now, it's a huge priority, a huge part of our lives. And, you know, even it's a huge part of our personal lives too. You know, I mean, we all have a very personal connection with Celtic Woman, and also it's a balance between what you do as your, you know, career and your personal life, and, you know, and what you love. I mean, that, I think actually we just love it so much, and that's the key, I think.
It could be Celtic Grannies. Yeah, it won't go back to Celtic Woman. It'll just go Celtic Woman, yeah, Celtic Grannies.
The most gorgeous Celtic Grannies I've ever seen in my life, that's for sure. You know, I remember back in the day, well, not so much as back in the day, though, but Spice Girls talked a lot about girl power and that kind of stuff. You realize you all have done it in your own way, the exact same thing, and you're all role models too.
Well, that's true, and we'd like to think that, you know, as I said to you earlier, there were the male groups out there and there weren't any females out doing what we do, and it's really funny, you know, we'll do interviews all the time and we'll always be asked, are there not killings between the five of you, five women together? And hand on heart, there has never been a problem. Like, obviously, you know, we live in very close proximity, we'll niggle at each other, someone will do something to annoy the other one, but that's normal, that's life,
it's family
and it is a family, and it's been the greatest experience for all of us, and we've managed to make our professional lives and our personal lives very, very separate within the show. And, you know, everybody again is so different that we just constantly learn from each other. And that's been the greatest thing about it being girl power, is that I've realized, you know, I've come to rely very heavily on the women around me, which I probably wouldn't have done. I wouldn't have very many girlfriends. And now, like, I have four who help me out. They help me raise my kids. You know, if I'm having a bad day, they'll help you out. And I think that's what girl power is all about. It's not necessarily about girls taking over the world. It's just girls realizing the power that they actually have themselves.
Amen to that. Yeah. Tour-wise, I know you're all going to be hitting out there, because I know there are three stops so far in Canada. So when is it all going to begin?
Well, we begin next week in Roanoke, in the States, and also we just can't wait to get to Canada. It's been all too long, you know. It was 3 years ago we've been here, and also at the end of our 4 month tour this time, I hear we're coming back. We're going to be coming back a few months after that, so we're really, really happy about that. And you know, we just, any excuse to get back to Canada. We've been trying so hard to get back, haven't we?
Yes,
it's taken us 3 years to get back here.
For the good bread and the salted butter.
Love it. Before we wrap this up, I'm just curious, is there ever a chance that either A, we're going to see you folks in some kind of a movie sequence? I mean DVD, but I mean movie. And two, is there even a chance that maybe somebody may be doing a movie on you folks? Because I think it'd be a great story.
Well, I would hope we could get to play ourselves. That would be fun. But I don't know. I mean, you know, those things are up in the air. But both myself and Mairead are actually involved in Tinkerbell, The Lost Treasure, the Disney movie. So, yeah, Mairead actually played the fiddle on the first album, the first movie, the whole way through. And then when the second one came along, between Mairead and a composer named Joel McNeely, I was asked to record the opening song for it. So we got to do our little bit of movie business.
Yeah. Oh, she was amazing. Oh, my God. It's just out, Tinkerbell, The Lost Treasure. It's not out for very long, actually. It's just after coming out. And Lisa's song is just incredible. And, you know, it was a blast, wasn't it? It really was.
Okay, yeah. But what did the kids think? That's the most important thing. What do the kids think?
Oh, well, the kids loved it. I mean, my kids obviously think Mairead is Tinkerbell anyway. But they were so funny, because I hadn't actually watched the movie, but I had gotten them the DVD, and I came back on the bus and they showed me the start and the end, which is where I sing. And then I had to sit through the whole credits till my name came up at the end. They're like, Mom, look, there you are. So they're very, very proud. I think they know the script off by heart now at this stage.
Congratulations. As you wrap this up, website so we can check to see where you guys are. Where do we go?
Yeah, it's www.celticwoman.com. Fantastic. Everything, get dates and everything there from for all the tour.
Oh, and if you buy the deluxe CD, we have a deluxe CD out there that actually has, now this is very, very technical, and but it actually has a code within it that when you buy the deluxe CD, you get this code. And when you go to the website, you can log in as a special member and you enter Celtic Woman World. Which is supposed to be very exciting, and you get live updates and live blog interviews from ourselves, and it's something very, very new for us, and we're really, really excited about it because it's keeping up with the times. Yeah. Celtic Woman are keeping up with the times.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I know. It's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of nicked it from you too. I think they were doing it, you know. So I mean, they were updating their video diary every night. I was like, God, that's a great idea. We'll have to do that, you know.
Okay, I get my copy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's just a way of keeping up with everybody and for everybody to keep up with us. I'm not sure if that's such a great idea, but there you go. It'll be all behind the scenes and everything from every day.
Fantastic. Ladies, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you so much.